Okay, so welcome. I am Tessa Rensbrink from NLNet, and NLNet is a foundation that supports free and open source projects with funding and support services with the aim of making the internet better for everyone. Today I'm talking to Victor Lofgren, who is the creator of Marginalia Search. I'm talking to Victor to celebrate Free Web Search Day, which is held each year on September 29. A day that points the finger at the current ghastly state of internet search and promotes the free and transparent alternatives. Luckily for the internet, there are people who work on these alternatives, and one of them is Victor. He has created Marginalia Search, which is a search engine that lets you find non-commercial websites and is designed to run on cheap consumer hardware. So, hello, Victor, and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
Very nice that you're here. Can you tell me something about yourself and Marginalia Search?
Yes, as you mentioned, my name is Victor, and I've built an internet search engine, and it's really a bit of a COVID baby. I, along with a lot of people, had time on our hands during the pandemic, and I spent a bunch of it online and was sort of frustrated with the state of the internet. I've been like going online for almost 30 years now, and I've noticed in recent years something had changed. It seemed a lot smaller than it was before, and I was noticing I was just visiting like the same dozen websites or so, and never really seeing anything new, and I couldn't find any blogs or couldn't find any forums and so on. So I really wanted to investigate what was going on, right? Because it's certainly possible that the internet somehow had changed and all these websites had vanished, it also seemed like it was possible that the way we're interacting with the web had changed. And that's difficult to verify without essentially having something to compare with. So I just started working on a search engine, intended more or less to work like Google used to do back in the late 1990s, early 2000s. And it's a very sort of traditional by the book search engine in that regard, a keyword search engine. And what I found was bunch of websites that were like completely different to what I would find on the big search engines or on social media, which is fascinating. And that doesn't really give me any option but to continue building the search engine, right? Because this is clearly lacking, and it was just such a breath of fresh air to see this stuff, and I've basically been going since and adding to it, and as you mentioned, running it on fairly low powered hardware as well.
Yeah, I tried it out. It's it really takes you to what almost seems to be a different web.
Very, yeah, exactly.
Very refreshing. Can you explain a bit how it works behind the scenes?
It's a very sort of, as I mentioned, a very basic search engine. There's a breakdown of how Google used to work in when they launched, basically in 97, 98, and it's almost identical to how my current one is built, not because I looked at that page when I was designing it, but because I just ended up with a similar design. It's a fairly obvious solution to the problem. So I'm doing my own crawling, and I'm doing my own indexing and all of that on basically on PC hardware.
And I understood that you also want to make the crawling data public at some point, maybe?
Yeah, that is an ambition, at least. We'll have to see how possible that is, both in terms of just logistics, but it's also possibly a bit of a legal gray zone that's difficult to navigate, but my ambition is to in the future at least be able to collaborate on the crawling bits and possibly run various versions of this search engine or something similar.
And what would people what would it give them if the crawling data was public?
The thing about search engines in general, and this is a big problem with having just a few of them, is that they first of all, they're censorable. If you have too few search engines, someone can come and intimidate you into removing a website or hiding some facts. But they're also, if we're talking having different pieces of search software that's using the same crawl data, when you design a ranking algorithm, you basically encode your own values and your own perspectives into the software. So if you have software that's, if you don't have enough software diversity in the sense that you have multiple search engines built by multiple people, then you get a very sort of one-sided view of the world. And having someone else come and build a search engine with their own ranking algorithm, for example, means that they will promote different types of content, and that will benefit people in general, just to be able to find different types of websites.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I understood you also maybe want to crowdsource the search sets.
Yeah, I've experimented a bit with that, and I'm actually doing that right now. I just have a GitHub repository where you can, if you want to add, for example, a website, you can just go there and make a pull request. And if it isn't a terrible website in some way, I will approve it and then it will be eventually crawled. And I haven't actually rejected any entries yet, but maybe one day someone will try to add something awful.
Yeah, so it sounds like with Marginalia, you just give people more possibilities to find their own way on the web, rather than how it's with the big search engines, how it's going.
Yes, and that's an important point as well, in because you can think about search engines as bringing websites to people, but you can also think of them as bringing people to websites. And in terms of growing communities and like fostering the types of creative content and information sharing and so on, having search engines and just discovery mechanisms for this stuff, it's critically important, because if you can't find something, then it will not grow. And a lot of stuff is out there, but it's really struggling to find an audience because it's just displaced by so much search engine marketing. And if you're an ad tech company, then it's fairly hard to penalize ads on the internet in a way that I can do, as I don't really, it doesn't harm me if you don't see ads in my search results.
Can you expand on that? What do you mean penalize ads?
I can for example, look at the HTML code of a document, and if it has too many ads or if it has too many tracking elements, I can downrank the website, for example, or enable the user to have a checkbox to where they say I don't want too many ads. I prefer a content that doesn't have ads, for example.
Wow, that's a really nice feature.
Yeah, and it's hard to get it perfectly right, but even if you just remove 75% of the ads, that's still a huge improvement.
Yeah. Well, nice. Moving on a bit from Marginalia to a bit more search in general as well. What do you think, maybe beyond what you already mentioned, what do you think are the big issues right now with how search works today?
Well, I think actually I've gone over most of my key gripes with search in general right now. So the big problem is perhaps the limited number of indexes that are available, because there's a lot of search engines out there, but most of them use Google or Bing as their Bing backend. There's a few other indices online as well, but there's not really a lot of them, and having this limited set of sources to pull from if you're building a search engine, that really sort of limits what you can even accomplish. So yeah. Go on.
Sorry, and with an index you mean crawling the web and mapping the web.
Yeah, basically, you can conceptualize a search engine as consisting of more or less a database that you can fetch results from, and then you can do some re-ranking of them and so on. And both Google and Bing, and even in my search engine offers like an API where you can ask me to do the search, and I will give you a machine-readable list of results, and then you can do something with them yourself if you want to build like a front end from a search engine or something. Most search engines aren't actually doing this. They're using a combination of what's available, and that's a bit limiting. I would like to see more different takes on this. It would be really helpful in allowing other people to dabble in search without having to build like an entire search engine from scratch.
And are there other efforts that you know of who are working on this?
Well, there's a few small search engines. I think the biggest one is the Mojik. I think they're British. They aren't open source, but they're making a decent effort to basically compete in this space. But there's a lot of small search engines that have cropped up in recent years. So I think it's an interesting time to be working in this space.
And beyond indexing, are there any other projects going on that you would recommend that you are think are promising?
I don't know if I can or want to mention any particular projects, but I do think as I said, there's a lot of small projects, especially the last couple of years. I think it may be like a COVID effect that a lot of developers had a lot of time on their hands to explore this area and build independent search engines. Some of them have sort of stagnated, and some of them hasn't. But it's refreshing to see people who are coming from maybe not an academic background and maybe not like formal information retrieval look into this, because there's a lot of assumptions that have been around since like the 80s or 70s even about how to build a search engine that aren't perhaps really suitable for the web the way it looks like today. So having fresh eyes on the problem, even if it does mean occasionally reinventing the wheel or something like that, it's refreshing. And there's interesting stuff coming out of it here and there. And not everything is turning into search engines, but just in general, like discovery. It feels like for the last 10 years, not a lot of stuff has happened, but the last 2 years, there's been a large number of these tiny projects showing up, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah, that's really good news, especially for Free Web Search Day.
Yeah.
That's really really fitting. So something good came out of COVID after all, even. And if you would think about search, say maybe 5 or 10 years from now, what would you really like to see would have happened then to make search better, more?
Well, I just want to start by noting that we're sort of at an interesting inflection point right now in terms of hardware, because computers have gotten super powerful like the last 10 years, and we're at a point where operating a search engine isn't necessarily all that expensive anymore, and that means that maybe 10, 15 years ago, you needed a large budget to be able to play in this space, and you basically needed to be able to demonstrate that you're going to be making a profit with this budget, because nobody's going to throw tens of millions of dollars at something and just for fun. But now we're at the point where like regular human beings can dabble in this space, and I hope that this means that a lot of developers and programmers and other people will seize the opportunity to experiment and approach the problem, because if you have more eyes looking at the problem, then hopefully more solutions will be found. And old conventions maybe will be challenged a bit. So I'm hopeful for the future that something good will come out of this, and maybe something like the Linux of internet search engines or something, where people can collaborate and build something great together in open source.
Yeah, that sounds really, really like a good future.
Yeah.
Is there anything that people that are not developers, so maybe policymakers or users, can do today to make this better search future a reality?
I think just participating in the web and not just consuming it, because a lot of there's a bit of a chicken and egg situation where smaller websites are kind of dying because people aren't finding it and people aren't looking for them because they are difficult to find. So I think maybe more actively looking outside of the beaten path and these like big social media websites. And even though that's a bit hard right now, I think the more people venture outside of the biggest mainstream websites, the more stuff they will find, and the more people are finding this stuff, the better these websites will get, and the more alternative paths away from these gigantic big tech websites will basically build by walking them.
That's actually really nice and not so hard to do thing. It's a good advice for just ordinary web users. It's something that we can do. So
there's a lot of internet out there, but you have to actually actively look for it to find it. But it might maybe nice to be reminded of that sometimes, because it's easy to forget right now.
And then if somebody would want some advice on how to get there, then I can recommend your search engine, Marginalia, which is built to get people there, right?
That's like the big goal for the project right now, is just to show people what's out there. Hopefully it will. It's a bit of a perhaps not the most useful search engine right now, and there's some improvements necessary before it can be like be more than this, but I think I will probably get there at some point.
I think it already is a very interesting search engine.
Yeah,
it's already good to see just very different search, you know, also for the ordinary searcher to see alternatives to the big engines to understand that you can have very different goals with your search than what we're used to. Mm-hmm. So
that's basically the point. So that's excellent.
Yeah. So I think your Marginalia is already doing a good job. Mm-hmm. The last question is. Because this is an interview for Free Web Search Day, and I was wondering if there's anything that you hope that people will take away from this.
Well, I think they should take away the websites aren't fixed. We don't have to have like a Google and a Twitter and a Facebook, and that doesn't need to be like the forever status quo. Like even if you think back just 10 years ago, the web was different, and it's possible to build new stuff. the stuff we have now was built by someone like a decade or more ago, and we can still do that. It's for some reason I think we sort of stopped trying to build new websites and new web services, but that's still doable, and it's if anything easier than before.
That's a really good thought to take away on Free Web Search Day.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Victor, for wanting to share your thoughts on search and sharing with us what Marginalia is about and pointing us into the direction of how we can help make the web better.
Yes, thanks.